20-year-old Isaac Newsom is African-American. He grew up in Des Moines and attends classes now at Graceland College in Lamoni. He describes an incident when he and three friends were driving in Des Moines and a police officer spotted his car.
He did a complete U-turn in the middle of traffic and followed me, pulled me over, and got all of our names and, you know, just asking questions about guns or any drugs on me.
But he says the incident wasn't that unusual.
That happens every time I get pulled over. They always ask me if I have guns. And I'm taking out the car every single time. And I'm always patted down. This last time is the first time I've been put in handcuffs and put in the backseat of the car.
With what Newsom calls no justifiable cause. Activists, including Harvey Harrison with Amos, say Newsom's not alone, but now they're going after data to document it.
There will be a series of clinics. We'll start with three. The clinics will start at the Drake Legal Clinic at 2400 University Avenue.
Where trained interviewers will talk to those claiming racial profiling. They'll take names and dates and locations of what they call unjustified arrests. Based on anecdotal evidence, the activists claim they could get hundreds of stories. Arnold Woods is president of the Des Moines chapter of the NAACP.
I receive calls monthly, weekly, about someone who's been profiled all the way from Altoona because they're driving a Cadillac or they're driving a Mercedes because they think they're selling drugs or something, to young guys who are in the community who have no issues at all coming back from baseball practice or basketball practice.
But racial profiling is nothing new, as Ben Stone with the ACLU recalls.
Report that made quite a bit of a splash that the ACLU put out in 1999, in the previous millennium. It was called Driving While Black or Brown.
But activists say the time may be right for action now. They say there's growing awareness that blacks are disproportionately represented in the criminal justice system. They hope that could lead to some attention for what's sometimes the first step into that system, the unjustified arrest. The NAACP says they've complained to police about African Americans getting targeted just because they're black. Des Moines Police Chief Judy Bradshaw says they get occasional complaints about police behavior, but not about racial profiling.
If there are these hundreds of allegations, our internal complaints do not reflect that. I think we've got really, really great positive relationships with all three of those organizations. You know, I'll be curious and interested to see what comes out of the panel discussions.
Bradshaw says her department has refined their policy to restrict racial profiling. Meanwhile, Isaac Newsom says he may or may not make it back to Des Moines to be interviewed at the clinics on the Drake campus.
So I'm willing to tell my stories and see where it can go.
But he says he doesn't have too much faith it will make a difference. Activists disagree. They hope the hard data they collect will lead to change. In Des Moines, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.